Pronunciación. Intonation and review of linking. Intonation. Intonation is the rise or fall of one's voice in speech. As you have probably noticed throughout the audio program and from listening to your instructor in class, intonation plays an important role in Spanish. In the examples that follow, the arrows indicate a falling or rising intonation. Generally speaking, declarative statements in Spanish end in a falling intonation. Listen to the following declarative statements. Los reporteros están aquí. La periodista los entrevistó ayer. La señorita Garrido se postuló como candidata. In yes-no questions, the intonation rises at the end of the question. Yes-no questions can be formed in three ways in Spanish. 1. You can invert the subject and the verb. ¿Es usted el candidato? 2. You can keep the word order of a declarative statement and change your intonation when speaking. ¿Usted es el candidato? 3. You can add a tag question such as no or verdad at the end of a declarative statement. Usted es el candidato, ¿verdad? Usted es el candidato, ¿no? Usually, information questions, that is, questions with an interrogative word, end in a falling intonation. Listen to the following information questions. ¿Dónde están los reporteros? ¿Qué nos ofrecen los candidatos? ¿Cuándo llegan los candidatos para el debate? Linking. Remember that in Spanish, words are linked together in native speech. Listen to the following sentences. El presidente ecuatoriano organizará el debate. ¿Con quién hablarán ustedes? ¿La Unión de Obreros está en huelga? El Internet es un medio importantísimo en nuestras elecciones, ¿verdad?